Daf Chav Hey Amar Aleph Halacha. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tazan Halacha Ches says, if it was more than Beis Yisrael wants to make it less by planting trees, not instead of making it less. If you built in a beam next to the wall that's tall 10 and wide 3 or more, it's a miyat. Less than 3 is not a miyat because anything less than 3 is loved. So too, if he went off the wall 3 and he made a mechitza, he made it less. Less than 3, he didn't make anything. Shekhna Chorchayim Simon Shin Nun Ches Sev Dalet. Kav more than Beis Yisrael that he planted trees to make it less, it's not a miyat, even if there is 10 tvachim wide 4. Who would then if he digs in a pit? If he built an amud and it became less with it, if it's wide, 3 tvachim is considered a miyat. Archaim Simon Shin Nun Ches Sivav says, if he built a mechitz in the length 10 in front of the first mechitz to be mevatled, it should be like as if it isn't, and should be mukar adir by the second one. If it was marked from the first one, 3 tvachim is going to be mutter. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tazayin Halacha Tes says, if you smear the wall with tit, even though it can't stand by itself, it's a miyat. And if it was marked from the tail, from a pile 3 and he made a mechitza, it helps. He made a mechitza on the edge of the tail, it doesn't help. Because whoever makes a mechitza, top mechitza, doesn't help. If the other mechitza, the lower one, got swallowed in and now the upper one is around, since it was the upper one's made the shamdira and it's not seen, only this one, it's considered hoyle and it's mutter to be totaling the whole thing. Archaim Simon Shin Nun Ches Siv Zayin says, shmeared teeth on the first mechitza to be made, the airspace that got less. If the teeth is so thick that if you take away the means of churn, it would be able to stand by itself, it's a meat. If not, it's not considered a meat. The Rambam Schiyah Matana Perigbez Allah Yadalah says, if there was a mechitz benichs again, this guy came and made another mechitz on top of it, he's not coin it. Even the first one got swallowed in and the upper one is around. Because while he built it, it didn't help. And while it helped, it happened by itself. Shulchan Aruch says, if the mechitza was benichs again, this guy came and made another mechitza on top of it, he's not koyin. He even got swallowed the mechitza to turn it, and the upper one is around, because when he built it, it didn't help, and when he helped by itself, it came by itself to Maaseh, so it doesn't help for him. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tazayin Halacha Tes, shmeir the kois with it, even though it can't stand by itself, is a miyat. We did it already, so we will skip it. Shachnar Chorchaim Simon Shin Nun Ches Siv Ches. If you built mechitza on top of the first one to surround it on by this ladira, it doesn't help. If the low ones got swallowed in, and the upper one stayed by itself, it becomes mutter by them. But a pile that's more than based on made mechitzas, even on Sfas ladira, it helps because it lives in the Ave mechitzas that he made now. The Rambam Schiyah Matana Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Someone who spreads seeds into where they plow is not koina. Because while he throws the seeds in, he was not mashbiach anything. And when it grows, it happened by itself and he's not koina it. Someone spreads seeds into the where it's plowed, he's not koina. Because when he threw the seeds, it's not mashbiach anything. And when it grow, and it got better, it's a shvach ba'me'elev and he's not koina. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tazayin Halacha Chaf Beis says a mechitza stands for itself, it's kosher. Mechitza is made on Shabbos is a mechitza, and it's made by Shogilab and Tatl that whole Shabbos, and it's dafka if it's not done the last of a Tatl. But if this person is mechav and this mechitza should be done on Shabbos to be able to carry it, even though he did it, the guy who did it did it by Shogilab and not on a Tatl, and that Shabbos. So too, if it was done by Mazen, even though he didn't have in mind to be a Tatl, it's also a Tatl, but it's also for that Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Nun Ches Sif Ches. If you built mechitzas on top of the first one to surround it, like this ladira doesn't help. And if the bottom ones got swallowed in, the upper ones stayed by themselves, it becomes mutter with them. But a tail more than a pile, more than two saw, and he made mechitzas even on Sfas ladira helps because he lives in the avar of the mechitzas that he made now. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tez Zayin Halacha Zayin. That has three saw, and you put a roof on one base saw, the roof helps. Because Pitik Yad Decisor, if it got totally open to Chatzah and the Chatzah got open to connect there, the Chatzah is mutter when the way it was, and the Kaf is also like it was, because the Abra Chatzah is not going to be matter. Says the Ravid, he doesn't go there, Chagmor, that even Kaf base is signed, that Snifitz Melul Lechatzah, the Kaf is also because the Abba Bechitzes are making it bigger. And the Chatzah is mutter just like it was. The Shechnach Rechaim Simon Shinon Ches Sif Yud Bey says, a Kaf of three son, he made a roof, Bey saw is mutter even if the Kirui is slanted. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Yitzan Aloch Alamed Hey Achsaja, which is overhanging the bikkur, the whole thing, even though it's three mechitzas and a tikkur. Because we see as if p'tikkur had the sois from the fourth side. Something throws which is rabbin to it is potter. It's like Zerik Lamova Sassim that has kair bais or a chutz or a znifritz corner. 10 amos, it's also tatva kula. Even though each pizza, which is till amos, is like a pesach, we don't make a pesach in the Karen's, we don't make a doorway in the Karen's office. If there was a roof on top of the orecha pizza, we see as if it goes down and so with the larvin tat, the whole thing, as dafka, it should not be on a slant. And Ravid doesn't like it, says it is a mistake. The halachas of daf chav hei omid beiz. The Ramam Shabbos perek tezayin halacha. Zion says, Mokel took a shleder shandira that has a base shol shalom, and he made a roof of the base. So the roof is matted because Peter gave the soysim. If it's totally open, the chutz and it got broke, the chutz got broken open to connect it. The chutz is mut like it was, and the karfiv is us like it was because the avar of the chutz is not mattered. Says the Ravid, he doesn't know whether they're derech. The even the karfiv is base sign that's totally open to chutz and the karfiv is us because the avar of mechitzas makes it more, and the chutz is mut like it was. Arachayim Simon Shin Nun Ches Sifid Gimel says a kafir based sign that's mitzumtzum, and the chotzer that's open meluad one to the other, the kafir is aser, because the makom chitzer makes it bigger and it becomes more than base sign. The last halacha Arachayim Simon Shin Nun Ches Sifid Dal says a kafir more than base sign that's not hukav adir, and he opened up a pesach lebein mechitzer in front of it more than 10 amos, and it was muta idei mechitzeru because of this. Because of this, it's bottled the mechitza. The first mechitza, there wasn't shandira, and then it fell the mechitza achayna, and goes back to its original iser. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Chaf Hei.